Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All righty, I'm on fire, and it looks like my caller, Ernie, is also on fire. Ernie, yeah, what you're saying is true about L.A., and what you're saying about the nation is true and the state of decadence that we have arrived at. And I just was recording the other day our TV programs, our local public access television programs, and I mentioned to Scott Smith, my co-host, that here we are. We have a man who calls himself president in the White House, George Bush, who says that all of the illegals that come to America should be granted amnesty, while at the same time he will not grant amnesty to Mr. Compeon and Mr. Ramos, who is serving a sentence in prison for defending America's borders. That is the kind of filth and garbage that exists in Washington today.
It absolutely is, Rick, and it's most unfortunate that American people don't take a stand. You had the gentleman from Arkansas, I think his name was Joe, who talked about people don't want to get involved, don't want to talk about politics. It's apathy and indifference, and when people won't back up people who are defending us, like our border security agents, and there's been another incident, I believe, in California,
yes,
Arizona.
Yes, just another one, though.
Yes, and all there is a clear pattern here. Whenever these agents take action, they're charged with violating the civil rights of these illegal aliens.
Who have no legal rights to be in the country whatsoever.
Absolutely. So we don't even have respect. We have a two-tier system, laws that affect you and I, rank-and-file citizens, and all of these, that cabal that's running this government is above the law. They can do anything. And get by with it, and thumb their nose at us.
Yes.
So what is it going to take? You asked that question in the beginning. We need, every citizen needs to pick, I personally support the Constitutional Party. If they nominate a good candidate or a decent candidate, everybody across the board should support that candidate. They're not going to have the money, or maybe another party. But we need to back a third party, because both of our major political parties, the Democrats and Republicans, are as corrupt as one another. And when Ms. Pelosi backed out on that bill, that $100 billion military spending bill for Iraq, and took out that provision to give Bush the authority, you know, to attack Iran without congressional approval.
Yeah, she's the AIPAC girl, as Pat Buchanan says.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, that was a clear signal they're going for it, to me, when they took that provision out.
Nancy Pelosi is just as bad as George Bush and the neocon Republican Party. As George Wallace used to say years ago, there is not a dime's worth of difference between them.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? In the end, what's going to change the whole system? We're going to have a breakdown. We're going to have an economic collapse. We've lost 3 million manufacturing jobs, millions of textile jobs. Our middle class is under siege. And what these elites want, and the elites that own the Federal Reserve banks, they have the controlling interest, many of the Europeans, they want to get rid of the U.S. Constitution, their Bill of Rights, and get rid of the middle class of America.
That's the goal, Ernie. You
that
got
it.
That
is the ultimate goal.
You got it. And it's happening right before our very eyes.
Right. And our middle class won't get off their duffs and back people like Ramos and Compeon. Everybody in America that stands for freedom and liberty should be calling their congressman every day about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It should be the number one issue. And thankfully, I'm here to tell you that even in a liberal state like Rhode Island, where I'm from, people are enraged and they are speaking out against the illegals. Let's hope that it grows to a tremendous chorus. Absolutely necessary.
Thank you,
Ernie. All right. Always a very cogent and wise call. Rick Adams will be back with our next callers coming right up. The war plan for Iran and much more. Be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
All right, we're back. We're back now, ladies and gentlemen. And, yeah, as the previous caller, Ernie, just mentioned, we have another case of a report from the AP for yesterday of a Border Patrol agent shooting and killing a man who threatened him with a softball-sized rock at the border, according to sources in the Associated Press who reported this. And apparently the agent fired an M4 assault rifle, as they call it, at the man, who had escaped from a scuffle with another agent as he tried to run back into Mexico, said Border Patrol spokesman David Kim. The victim, whose name, nationality, and immigration status were not released immediately by U.S. authorities, was pronounced dead from one bullet wound at El Centro Regional Medical Center after the incident this past Monday. Now, that's something that I'm going to have to take my hanky out, and I'm going to have to mourn for this poor illegal who was trying to exercise his civil rights by intruding here in the United States and making it across the border, which George Bush says he has secured. And I'm going to take out my handkerchief right now. Anybody have the violins? Do you have the violins? Come on, play the violins. All right, there we are. Oh, boy. Oh, my. No, there'll be another jailing. There'll be another phony trial. There'll be another conviction. There'll be another Border Patrol agent in jail. Pretty soon the whole Border Patrol will be in jail, you know. And all the criminals who are fleeing into the country will all be American citizens, or at least think they will be, and they'll all be taking over everything. They'll just be swarming the country as they are now, only in much greater numbers. And that's when the federal government will send out our foreign troops to help protect us. Yeah, that's right. The 84 plan. That will take place inevitably. Oh, what a bunch of lovely people we have running this government, huh? Who are the real criminals, and why aren't they in jail? Well, that's the question. They're planning this attack on Iran, planning a preemptive strike. Now, they'll have a flashpoint. They have these Brits, which were intruding upon the sovereignty of the Republic of Iran. No question, this was not an accident. No question, Tony Blair knows what he's done. Put them in harm's way, as George Bush has done, and all of a sudden we have to bloody the noses of the Iranians. We have to use this as a pretext to go in with one more incident, one escalation after another, and do what needs to be done. Destroy Iran's war-making capability. Doesn't that sound familiar? Meanwhile, the Zionists are there with all of the nuclear armaments right in the same neighborhood, threatening any nation, and indeed the world, if the world should demand the same requirements and sanctions be placed on Iran's enemy, Israel, as we have placed on Iran. So, the crooked cop on the beat, the United States of America, is the bully boy for the hired gun for the International Criminal Organization, the Organizacija. Once again, the U.S. is the crooked cop doing the work of the crooked politician, the crooked town manager, the crooked mayor, the crooked governor, and the crooked president. And then you wonder why Iran is angry, why the Iranians are demonstrating in the streets, why the whole Middle East now is in an uproar, why America is hated more now than ever. It's not that they are doing this because they just don't quite understand what they're doing and they don't understand the consequences. No, the Bush administration fully understands the consequences of these actions. In fact, that's why they're doing them. You have to remember one thing, ladies and gentlemen, and this one thing is so important because even I have fallen into the trap of saying we when referring to the foreign policy of the United States. It is not we or our foreign policy. It is this global Zionist elite and those who control the puppets in Washington that are the architects of our totally alien foreign policy. They are destroying America. They are not Americans. They are the enemy within. All right? Let's get that straight, including me. Okay, 1-800-313-9443, and George is next in Pennsylvania. Hello, George.
Good evening, Rick. Insofar as this attack on Iran is concerned, you know, I think the analysts in this country, particularly the military analysts, not only here in America but in the West, I think they're grossly underestimating the Iranian capabilities. You know, they seem to feel that an air and naval assault on Iran is going to be a cakewalk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. I think the Iranians have the capability of destroying our naval fleets. I think they have the capability of shooting down large numbers of our airplanes. Your one previous caller, Ernie, mentioned the Russian Mosquito NATO code word sunburn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It takes a maximum of 3 sunburns to take out an aircraft carrier. And we have no defense. Our Navy has even admitted it cannot defend itself against the sunburn anti-ship cruise missile.
Right.
Plus,
exactly.
They have other subsonic cruise missiles. If they fire those things in volleys, how are they going to stop them? They won't be able to stop them. We're going to lose thousands of
But as I said before, the people in control in this administration do not care about America or Americans. They're the enemy. When are we going to realize that?
Another thing, too, they have, from my information, is they have the Russian S-300 air defense system, in addition to that TOR that they purchased from Russia recently. The S-300 is the second-best air defense system in the world. It's superior to anything that we have. The Russians have the S-400, which they don't export. They export the S-300. Now, this air defense system fires two missiles at each attacking aircraft. So can you imagine what it would be like for a pilot to go up against two missiles flying at him at the same time? And it can reach an altitude of 90,000 feet, and laterally can go out to about 150 miles. So I wouldn't want to be a pilot in an airplane if I had two of these missiles coming to me at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, the Iranians are militarily competent.
If there ever were a time for the few remaining patriots in the Pentagon, in this government, in security, in intelligence, to do a coup d'etat, boy, this is the time. This is the time to eliminate the enemy from within and cut the neck off.
I agree with you. We need a military takeover in this
country. Oh, absolutely.
We need some military men who are patriotic, who put America first, to take over the country, put Bush and Cheney and the rest of them in these neocons, and that crowd up in New York City, the Council on Foreign Relations,
mm-hmm.
David Rockefeller, the big New York banks, the Wall Street crowd, they all belong behind bars, and they should all be put on trial for treason.
And then await execution. Yes, I would agree with all of that, no question about it.
Yeah.
And that's what you do. The founders of this republic said the same thing. And even in creating the Federal Reserve System, one of the founding fathers, his name escapes me now, but said that if such a system is, and this is way before it was enacted, is ever created in the United States, those who created it should be put to death. They should be put to death for allowing a central bank to take over the monetary functions of this people, of this country.
I agree with you because, you know, the average American doesn't know, but when he goes out and buys a house, you know, he takes out a mortgage, he doesn't realize that when he gets done paying that house off after 20 or 30 years, he could have bought three or four houses.
It is a swindle.
Yeah, it's a swindle.
It is an incredible swindle.
You know, if that ain't usury, the sun don't shine, you know?
No,
I mean,
absolutely. You're paying back in cheaper dollars, meaning you buy less with those dollars, so you're being robbed twice, not once.
And they talk about inflation. Inflation is nothing more than currency devaluation.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
It's depreciation.
Inflation because inflation, if they define inflation as too much money, well, the M1, the current money supply, is around $1.5 trillion. The national debt alone is $8 trillion. So, I mean, how could there be too much money in circulation when the debt exceeds the money supply? It doesn't make any sense, does it?
No. And it's a debt-creating system so that the system itself is dependent on more debt creation, not less.
Yeah.
I
agree with you about the monetary system. It's got to be changed. There's got to be a military takeover in this country because the American people are not going to be wake up until they're hit over the head with a 2x4.
Well, if we deserve a reprieve, and I'm not so sure we do as a people, but if we deserved a reprieve and a rescue from the Almighty, it would be a military takeover from those remaining patriots in this government who know the enemy is the neocon and who know what must be done. That's the only thing that could avert this.
Well, if I were a military man in a position to do it, I'd do it. And the first thing I would do is kick AIPAC the hell out of this country and the people who support AIPAC, too.
Yep.
And that crowd up in New York City, I'd go after them, too, because they're the cause of it. But getting back,
Wouldn't that be an ideal world, huh?
Yeah, it would be nice. I mean, it could. You never know. Something like that could happen. If it doesn't seem very likely or very probable, but, you know, if the country suffers badly enough, somebody might decide to do that. But getting back to this Iranian thing once again, if the Iranians fight as well as Hezbollah fought against the Israelis, we are in deep, deep trouble. because we're not going to invade Iran by land. It's going to be an air and naval assault.
Yep.
You might see scores of American airplanes going down and ships being sunk out in the sea out there.
If it's one, it's one too many.
Right.
All right. Thank you, George, for your call. Very, very well positioned thoughts and very articulately expressed. I appreciate them very much.
Yeah, okay.
Our number, you're welcome. You are welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Bye.
And don't be a stranger. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to jump aboard the program. And we have so many callers, Frank, and we have Bill and Henry and Joe and Bob and Pete and whoever else is out there. Where are the women tonight? Where are the women? They'll be coming aboard, too. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America. The next war, Iran, coming to a theater near you. The Spartans continue. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty, we're back now. Talking about this pending attack on Iran, the massive building up of our fleet in the Persian Gulf and encircling the nation of Iran by the Bush administration, and Tony Blair fronting for the Israelis in this, and knowing that the neocons who have infiltrated and infested our government like maggots, the maggots that they are, planning their next attack, saying, "Hey, you, the American public, you are too stupid to know any better and too docile to care. And no matter what you say, we're going to do it anyway." That's what George Bush says. "I'm the one that gets to decide. Nero, you're Nero. You're Hero Nero. We're going to bring war and peace and more war and more peace until America is finally destroyed from within and the dollar collapses and you, the middle class, are wiped out completely." Who's the enemy? Ahmadinejad? Iran? Saddam Hussein, Iraq? Syria? Who's the real enemy? The real enemy is right here, isn't he? And that enemy must be dealt with. That enemy within must be totally exterminated if America is to survive. And that's a big if, isn't it? Who says we're going to survive? Who says we deserve to survive as a nation for what we have done, really, in the last century? Just what happened in World War II, and the blood that is on our hands, how can we possibly escape the judgment of God? I don't think we can. But for the righteous few, let us hope and pray that some redemption will come, and that we'll see these guys swinging from those gallows. Swinging from those gallows. All right, shall we return to the phones, Mr. Producer? Yes, he says yes. Go right ahead, Rick. Frank in Louisiana. Hello, Frank. You're next on the program.
Yes, good evening, Rick. You know, in January of 2000, in the Washington Times, in an article by Bill Gertz.
Yes, Chinese, I'm familiar with him.
The Chinese defense minister, Chi Haitian, stated that, quote, war with the United States is inevitable. We will take the initiative. They took control of the Panama Canal when the other traitor, Clinton, gave them the Panama Canal, and they've got the contracts to both ends.
Well, Jimmy Carter, consummated those treaties in the 1970s, and they decided they were going to pay the Panamanian government in perpetuity, you know, to take our canal. The canal that we built and we own.
Right. And you see, what scares me is Russia and China, their armies are so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have just North Korea has a larger standing army than America has.
Mm-hmm.
Our military, as you know, has been spread across the world. Last I heard, we were in something like 140 countries. And
we're still occupying Germany.
Yeah, can you get over that?
We're still in NATO.
And, you know, this whole thing to me is a setup, and it's been pushed by the same establishment banking trust. I have a quote from Thomas Jefferson. They dealt with the central banks. Would you like me to read the quote about what Jefferson said about these?
Yes, go right ahead. I think I'm familiar with it. Go ahead.
Quote, if the American people ever allow the banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that grow up around them will deprive the American people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. I sincerely believe that the banking institutions, having the issuing power of money, are more dangerous to liberty than standing armies.
That's exactly what I said in the beginning of the program.
Already they have set up a monetary aristocracy that has the government at defiance. The issuing power of currency should be taken from the banks and restored to Congress and the people to whom it belongs. And that's in the Constitution. And if I have time, a brief quote from Bismarck, the Chancellor of Germany.
Let's hear it.
Made from the following comments about the death of Lincoln. Because Lincoln took on the bankers, whether you like him or not.
Oh, I know that. I mean, he was a creation and nurtured by them for a long time, and yet he wound up getting the bullet as a result.
Right. Now, listen to what Bismarck, the Chancellor of Germany, said about Lincoln's death. Quote,
yes.
The death of Lincoln was a disaster for Christendom. There was no man in the United States great enough to wear his boots, and the bankers went anew to grab the riches. I fear that foreign bankers, with their craftiness and torturous tricks, will entirely control the exuberant riches of America and use it to systematically corrupt modern civilization. You see, they understood. A few men back then understood what was really going on. And, you know, two-thirds of America, drunk and decadent, thinks we're so smart. But when we turned our back on God and towards paganism, I'm afraid, Rick, that what we're going to see is the same thing that the children of Israel saw in the Old Testament when God said, you know, you shall not worship any false god because he's a jealous God. And he used foreign countries around Israel to come in and destroy him and save a remnant.
And
he does repeat itself.
He's forecasted all through the Old Testament, Isaiah 59, read it. It applies to America today, my friend.
Exactly.
So, you know, what you're saying is true, and it's coming to pass.
I have felt. Just look at America's baby extermination camps. That right there, I think, would cause us to have judgment.
Well, if I were God, America would have been blotted out long ago, I hate to tell you.
Thank
All right. Thank you, brother. Good call. Thank you, Frank. Be right back with more in just 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yeah, ouch is right. All right, no time to waste here. I'm going to get right back to the telephone because we do have very busy lines, as normally is the case. Tomorrow night we'll have a very interesting program. Another guest who's been here before that will spark some flames, I'm sure. But right now, let us go to the next call. Bill in New York. Hello, Billy.
Oh, yeah. I want to say first off how much I really love your show.
You do?
Yeah.
Why do you love my show?
Well, because you talk about things nobody else will dare talk about.
Thank you.
And about Joe Cortina. He's one of my favorite guests that you've had on your show.
Yes.
Program. Can you have him back on?
I will. I'm trying to fit him into my busy schedule when he is reasonably capable of entertaining your calls, because right now he is really very angry, and I'm trying to calm him down because he just is so angry at George Bush and what these neocons are doing. I think he's on the verge of some more health problems. He's gone through a heart operation.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I hate to see him go down like that. But I hope that I hope that he'll be able to maintain himself and come on the program in the not-too-distant future. I haven't forgotten him.
Yeah, we got to say a prayer for Joe Cortina.
Amen.
Yeah, is he an ex-paratrooper? Is that, do I have that right?
I'm not sure if he was just a paratrooper. He served in Central America. He served in clandestine operations and outright military operations for the U.S. military, yes.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time containing my anger, too. Yeah, but one of their callers is talking about these Russian missiles that the Russia supplied Iran that can shoot down airplanes from 250 miles away. I remember hearing that on Radio Moscow, I think maybe a couple of years ago, they were bragging about their air defense system.
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, I've tried to call other radio programs, you know, liberal programs, you know, Radio Air America, you know, try to talk about and things like the 9/11 being an inside job. And, you know, try to call National Public Radio. You know, if you mention that you're going to talk about September 11th being inside job or
forget it.
Yeah, they'll cut you off.
Don't even attempt it.
Yeah, the Democrats, you know, are just
remember,
they're,
so you know, remember, they're both sides of the same coin, Bill.
Yeah, the Democrats snipe at Bush, but, you know, what the heck, they support his policies. They won't say no more funding, period.
No, absolutely not. And these votes are nothing more than window dressing to pacify the American public, make it look as if there is some opposition to what they're doing in Washington, and it's nothing more than that, because where the rubber meets the road, the Democrats are right there holding George Bush's hand. Nancy Pelosi kisses George Bush's feet. Make no mistake about it. And Mr. Reid as well. Harry Reid, all of them. They're all in bed with each other.
Yeah, I think Harry Reid is a Jew.
Well, whatever he is, the fact of the matter is that he is no more an American than George Bush is.
Yeah,
he's a traitor.
Yeah, Harry Reid pretends to be a Mormon. I think that's what he pretends to be, but I think, you know, he's really, well, you know, Jewish.
Well, he may very well be. But the point of the matter is that there is not a dime's worth of difference, my friend. Bill, thank you for your call. And yes, you certainly know the game, the game that's being played. It's one big chessboard, no doubt about it. Both sides are in competition for the same goal, only it's a matter of who gets there first and how. All right, let's go to Henry in Connecticut now. Hello, Henry. You are on the air, Henry. Yes, that's you. I hear you breathing. I hope you're still breathing. Hello, Henry. Henry, did he take a quick exit? All righty. Well, then let's go to Leslie of Virginia next. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Rick. You're absolutely correct. There's not a dime's worth of difference. All you have to do is look at the provision of she withdrew from taking from that most important statement of not to attack Iraq.
Right.
Iran. Iran. It's the same deal. And it was most interesting because what the people aren't talking about is remember the 500 missing suitcase nukes?
Yes.
Well, look how we're treating our Border Patrol agents and to protect our borders.
Amnesty for illegals and no amnesty for those who fight for America here at the border.
And worse yet, Homeland Security and their IG lied to Congressman Poe about those two agents, and nothing is being done about it. Now, Congressman Poe was on the House floor last week, and he was putting the information out how he got misinformation, misstatements about those two agents and the way that trial was conducted and how evidence was withheld. So Congressman Poe, a former judge, and he has presided over 25,000 criminal cases, I think he knows what he's talking about. And I'll tell you, you said, what would it take? Oh, by the way.
That's the question, yes.
All right. As you know, Communist China has threatened us if any of her foreign investments are or tampered with. I forgot the terminology. Tampered, as you know, why this is so important is Iraq has over $15 billion contracts with oil and gas with China.
Mm-hmm.
And she will make no bones of defending that interest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, George Bush knows this, and you had your guest on, Jerome Corsi, on several times.
Mm-hmm.
And it was reported in The Guardian, and he wrote, in Bush border policy linked to Carlisle deal, that he wrote May 23rd, 2006, and anybody can go to it, the WorldNet Daily. But here it was reported, Bush 41 and 43 were connected to the secretive Carlisle Group Equity Fund, and they resulted in substantial compensation for the Bush family from the Carlisle Group investments. Dubai International Capital also co-invests in Carlisle Group private equity deals.
Uh-huh.
And now, last week, they just did another deal with Dubai, $1.5 billion for the aviation unit from Carlisle to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
How dumb do they take us for?
Oh, they know how dumb the American people are.
Well,
believe me.
Well, we do have laws on the books to prevent this kind of stuff. And what I mean by that is Bush is a trilateralist, and Charlie Rangel, and I wanted to mention that because you asked what it's going to take.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a federal law called the Logan Act, and it states explicitly that it is against the law for federal officials to attend secret meetings with private citizens
mm-hmm.
to develop public policy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know the Bilderberg meeting, the Council of Foreign Relations, the trilaterals, they're all secret meetings. And here we send our public officials. It is outrageous. And this is a federal law that needs to be enforced today. But what Charlie Rangel is doing right now as we speak, he is going forward with the Universal Service Act.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think the American people are going to put up their children from 18 to 42 to serve in this so-called cause?
I hope not. I hope that most are not dumb enough to do that.
Well, I can tell you, Charlie Rangel is a trilateralist, from New York. We all know he's a congressman,
mm-hmm.
but he is a trilateralist.
Mm-hmm.
And I blame the American people to elect these people that have such, they're loaded with conflicts of interest. And if they want to do something, they want to get involved, now is the time, because Rick, you may already know this. Bush's ratings are 4 or 5 points higher than Congress's. In other words, their ratings are in the basement.
Oh, absolutely.
And what was it, 32% for Bush last week?
Mm-hmm.
He went up a couple points. I won't even go on to that, but I question that one, 32. But all they have to do is pick up the phone, Rick, call Capitol Hill, start with Charlie Rangel's office, and start with Nancy Pelosi's office, let them know of this dissatisfaction of what they're doing in Iraq right now, Iran right now, because they were elected and that's the reason they were put in there, and that's exactly why they have the majority, and that was the top issue was this war.
And the Congress has complete control over the purse strings here. They can defund these exercises immediately.
Absolutely.
Immediately, and say, no, we're not allowing any of these ships, any of these battleships, aircraft carriers, the whole Sixth Fleet to go into these waters, these troubled waters. We're not going to fund it, period, and you can veto it if you want, but we control the purse strings and we will control the budget, but they're not doing that.
Well,
and the reason is because they're as phony as George Bush is.
Of course, but it is up to the American people to get off their you-know-what. All they have to do is pick up the phone. It's a toll-free number, Rick. And now is the time, not next week, not the following week, because you had Lindsey Williams on there a week ago.
Yep, he's coming back.
That's right. And he told us how they were converting Iran, no longer taking
American dollars
and going to euros. And what was most amazing is that it was on this network a week and a half ago. He nailed it. March 21st. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
And then we had this so-called incident. Now, I think it's about time that people call their congressperson up, but Nancy Pelosi's office especially, and Rangel's office, and let them know not only we're wise to them, but we need to voice our dissatisfaction of what's going on. And their phone number is toll-free, 877-851-6437. And I'll repeat it, 877-851-6437. And we need to let these people know that we do not support this, and we are involved. Now, we're not waiting for a year and a half for an election. We're not waiting for 2008. We are involved right now as a people. But we need to let these so-called representatives know just that.
Well, you never let up. You never stop screaming. You never stop telling them you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore. And that's the only thing they will understand short of going up there with long arms. Believe me, that's the only thing, is constant barrages every single day to the point where they can't take it anymore. They either resign their offices or they act according to their constituents and not the global elite. The choice is theirs, Leslie. The choice is theirs. Who will you be serving?
Absolutely, Rick. And what people need to understand, that they reflect ourselves. No more, no less. These are the people that we elected. And it is up to us to do something about it.
Amen, Leslie. Thank you for that wonderful call and your inspiration.
Thank you.
Keep
Rick.
It up. Keep it up. Okay. Excellent. Excellent point. I mean, whether you like it or not, you have to do it. You have to be heard. If for no other reason than the American government, or this government in Washington, I don't want to say American, but this government in Washington knows where you stand. They no longer have any excuse to ignore it and say, well, it's just a poll. No, it's not a poll. It's hundreds and thousands of calls coming into our offices from our congressional district every week. And believe me, when it gets to that level, they will sit up and take notice. But so far, it hasn't. So far, most people are too happy with the weather breaking, the spring coming. They're happy with their sports. They're getting ready for baseball. They're doing all of these things now to have a wonderful time, and they're more concerned about really the verdict on Nicole Smith and whether indeed it was a self-inflicted overdose. That's important to them. That and the soap operas is far more important than their own future, whether they'll be free or whether they'll even have a job next week. So if that's the case, it's already over. If it isn't the case, then something will happen. As I said, I'm waiting for the coup, if a coup does come. I'd love to see it happen. And I would love to see Dick Cheney and Bush and the rest of that crowd and Gates and the little girl there, the Secretary of State, all of them lined right up, right on the gallows, and do what needs to be done. Let's face it. Treason trials are in order. Treason trials are in order. Because this is nothing short of selling America and her people down the river of no return. That's the tragedy. That's how late the hour is. Leslie is right. The Red Chinese, the Soviets, they are the sworn enemies of freedom. Our freedom. Not the government of the United States, but the people of the United States and the country. This government is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the elite, by the global Zionazi elite. And whether you like it or not, everything they do in foreign affairs and domestic affairs is designed not to strengthen America, not to save America, not to defend America, but to destroy America. And now you're beginning to admit it. You were right all along, Rick. Well, it's not that I have a crystal ball. Anyone can see it who has a brain. It doesn't take a genius. All it takes is someone who knows history and who has morals and understands the scriptures and understands absolutes versus relativity. Anyone can figure this one out. It doesn't take any special insight, just a little bit of logic, a little bit of understanding, and an historical perspective. Do we have 300 men in the Pentagon, the Spartans, to attack and destroy the head of the beast? Do we have 300 here, or don't we? Will it take 300 or 3,000 or more? Pinochet did it in Chile, and he saved Chile from a horrible fate. The enemy is in Washington. The enemy is within. And I'm not saying there are not good people in Washington who know what's going on, but refuse to do what needs to be done. They're too chicken. They're too frightened. They're too scared. They're looking for their pensions rather than their people, their nation. We shall return with a final lap in the race tonight. Rick Adams, stay tuned for more right here on RBNLive.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back now to wrap up the program, and we'll take another call or two. We'll take Art from Texas, who's been hanging on
a
while. Hello, Art.
Oh, hi, Rick.
Yes.
Art in Texas. Just wanted to talk a little bit more about the upcoming war with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things a lot of people may not realize is the planning for this war actually began the week after 9/11.
Oh, I know that.
If you go onto YouTube or Google, you can see there's a video of
yep.
Wesley Clark saying
right.
that there was a plan to declare war on seven Middle Eastern countries within
mm-hmm.
5 years. Lebanon was one of them, Syria, Iraq, Iran, and I believe Libya, and they had Somalia as well in that list. But this was something that was...
What is, are you, do you have your radio on? Is that what you have on?
Don't have my radio.
Somebody's got something on because it's interfering with us, Art. Hello, Art?
Yeah.
All right, now it's off.
Okay.
All right, now I can hear you okay.
Sorry about that. I don't know what it was.
Well, in any event, what you say is true. The planning of these wars has been definitely in the planning stages for at least 4 or 5 years, actually even longer than that if you want to get right down to it.
Correct. And the other thing, too, is I know a lot of your callers... a lot of people understand that there's an elite that's in control of the country. I don't think a lot of people understand that the elite doesn't really have the interests of the country at heart. I mean, and it's not necessarily, people talk about Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. I think it's more along the lines of what Clark was talking about in this case, which is the New York money people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to sum it up, really.
Yep, it is.
It's not even all.
It's the same New York money people who financed the Bolshevik Revolution.
Correct. And it's not even the bulk of American Jews. Most actually are not really pushing for war. But it is just a tiny cabal of very wealthy and powerful people.
It only takes a few, doesn't it?
Exactly. The other thing, too, is think about the consequences of the war. Initially, it'll be an airstrike. But that's not. If Israel couldn't take out Hezbollah's bunkers in Lebanon, we're not going to be able to take out any of our targets in Iran. It's going to progress from there. Iran will retaliate. They can sink some ships, create a new Pearl Harbor, and you'll see mass insurrection from the Shiites in Iraq. In fact, the whole Green Zone, where the military and the government of Iraq is based, could easily be wiped off by Iranian cruise missiles. I mean, this can actually start to become a much bigger conflagration than just an air attack.
And then you have to look at the domestic fallout, too. You know, this government has been claiming that we are surrounded by Hezbollah cells here in the United States, and they don't know, supposedly, where these cells are or how they'll be activated. Don't you think this indeed will happen as a result of any attack on Iran? We will have fallout here within these cities in America, and that too, could be used to institute a plan of martial law in this country.
Certainly.
That is the danger as well, my friend.
That's absolutely true. The one risk, though, is that there might actually be a mutiny in the military.
That's the only thing that may frighten them, and I think they've eliminated quite a few patriotic generals along the way.
Yeah, there was actually an article in a British newspaper a few weeks back saying that, I think it was 5 or 6 admirals and generals were thinking mm-hmm. about resigning in the event of...
Oh, well, there's more than that. Yeah, those are the ones that spoke out, but they know this. There are dozens of them that have already left and are planning on leaving. They are so disgusted with these neocons. They've had it, but they need to do more than just talk and resign, that's for sure. All right, Art, we're out of time. Thank you very much for the call, all of you. Great calls, great program tonight, as always. Tomorrow night, we'll be back with another hot topic. Stay tuned for more right here on RBNLive.com. Waylon next, and I'm Rick Adams. We'll see you tomorrow night, Lord willing. Good night.
You got hit.